Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
Thursday night, last night, CNN released a breaking news story that made us all realize how cruelly our nation is being governed. There is no other plan discussed in recent months that carries with it such heartless, insensitive, murderous ideas. Naturally, this has to do with immigration. Next to the Donald's disdain and fear, why fear, of Puerto Rico as a hotbed of opposition and trouble, there is no issue that so energizes him as figuring out what to do with the hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children who approach the U.S. hoping not just for admission and a road to a better life, but also an opportunity to work hard to improve the likelihood that their families will survive the tribulations they are being made to face. These are not just matters of pride or perception. They include a trek of thousands of miles, leaving their home nations, the Northern Triangle, with only what they can carry, which more often than not means only with their children on their backs, the clothes they can salvage, and rotting pairs of flip-flops with which to tackle the American deserts. One of the most recent changes in the administration's approach to immigration is letting one of Trump's aides, Stephen Miller by name, emerge from the shadows to be seen as a Machiavellian whiz. What he cooks up has heretofore been well hidden by others. Now it seems he's become full enough of himself and confident enough to step from the sidelines into the bright lights of fame, degradation, the sort of evil so prevalent during World War II. Lest we lead readers into thinking that Miller alone stands atop this pile of abusive refuse, we hasten to clarify that he is but one of a number of Trump's henchmen who scurry to sweep the streets clean of the Donald and to camouflage his degree of self-adoration. All of this has to do with the discovery of emails from last November's panicked Homeland Security desk. Remember the onrushing caravans that focused on what to do with the thousands of applicants for safety and security who daily gathered at the U.S. points of entry or who tried to break the desert's fatal hold on Mirage? Most particularly, it also has to do with the Donald's hatred of sanctuary cities, of which there are hundreds, primarily in the Northwest, the Northeast, and scattered thereafter like blooms in the same disastrous desert of kindness, understanding, and assistance. The plan was amazingly simple, if expensive. Load buses with hundreds of immigrants and deliver them to sanctuary cities throughout the country, dumping them off nowhere in particular, not at reception centers or municipal facilities or hospitals, force them to deplane on the streets of unknown communities without food, clothing, shelter, advice, medical assistance, or direction. Let them wander uncomprehendingly along streets where they know no one, have no means of working, cannot learn language or custom, are without shelter, warmth, or food. In effect, simply be globs of humanity unsecured, untutored, and on the public dole. Of course, they would be eyesores in these well-meaning communities, the responsibility of elected officials, usually Democrats, and no doubt eventually public nuisances. Cities like Seattle, San Francisco, New Haven, not always known for clement weather, would probably in the end kill off as many as survived. The breaking news banners told us that this enterprising idea was not Stephen Miller's alone. Is that supposed to be reassuring? Miller was a stablemate of Steve Bannon until Bannon's disfavor in the eyes of the press and the administration forced him from the stage. Miller took that opportunity to distance himself from his erstwhile alt-right companion and assumed a modest demeanor on the Trump team. But power, even unacknowledged, seduced him once more into waving his true colors as intolerant, bigoted, certainly bright, but also warped. He leapt back into the public's perception by doing as others of Trump's team do, lie. While many of us, on hearing CNN's narration, are undoubtedly relieved that the scheme was eventually scrapped, all of us should be horrified that something as dastardly as this even rose to the top of the swamp's corrupt, unhealthy level. It goes without saying, but won't, that Trump is not known for being empathetic. For him to imagine himself or members of his family trucked, brutalized, starved, disciplined for no reason even tangentially appended to human rights is beyond possibility. The rider on Caesar's triumphal chariot, holding a laurel wreath above his master's head, intoned over and over again that he should remember his victories only, looking neither right nor left nor down at the people who lined the streets to see him pass. It worked. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.